are listening to KPFK Travel Tips for Aslan. I'm Mariluz. Our first guest is Ana Maria Alvarez. Hi, Ana Maria.
Hi.
How are you?
Great. Excited to be here.
And you're with Contratiempo, and you're an urban Latin dance theater company.
Yes.
Tell us about what you're... And you guys are going to be performing on Saturday, August 27th at the wonderful venue of the Ford.
Mm-hmm.
So along with Urban Bush Women. Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about...
Yes, it's an amazing show. Really excited about it. It's only one night, and it's part of their signature series at the Ford Amphitheater. And mm-hmm. What they do with the signature series is bring an established artist from outside of Los Angeles and have a local artist open for, an incredible established artist. The established artist that's being brought in is the Urban Bush Women, and they're an incredible company that's mm-hmm. been around more than 30 years doing wonderful concert dance work, but also incredible community organizing work around bringing to life voices from the African diaspora, specifically women's narratives mm-hmm. on the concert stage with modern dance. And they've been a company that I've actually been mentored by, studied with, interned with over the years before I even founded my own company, Contratiempo, Urban Latin Dance Theater Company, 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. So to share a stage with them is a huge deal mm-hmm. for us, and we're really excited to be opening for them. And the piece that we're going to be presenting is a brand new piece called She Who, Frida, Mommy, mm-hmm. and Me. And it's actually a piece choreographed by one of their former company members, Marjani Forte, who's also a Los Angeles native. She grew up in Pasadena, moved to New York and started dancing with Urban Bush Women, but she's back and working mm-hmm. with Contratiempo, with our company, to create this new work that's really taking on the life of Frida Kahlo, connecting feminism, mm-hmm. revolution, resilience, identity, protest, all of these themes and mm-hmm. ideas, with incredible music from Chavela Vargas and from Las Cafeteras. It's gonna be an epic night of music and dance and politics and protest. So.
Yes, and it's wonderful how you mix through dance. Dance becomes a voice of all the
absolutely.
of the movements.
Yeah,
and in Contratiempo,
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, it's a musical term, mm-hmm. but really the reason I decided to name our company Contratiempo was that idea that, it is the offbeat. It's the mm-hmm. idea of those beats that are all up in the in-between mm-hmm. of the downbeat. But it's also really it's a metaphor for creating art that's about pushing back and engaging mm-hmm. with the society that we live in. And about that resistance being something mm-hmm. that's not a negative, but being something that's actually fundamental and crucial for our society to move forward, is that engagement, that contratiempo, that in between, that those spaces of in between being a fundamental place for us to really discover what's possible, and sometimes the places where we haven't really explored and where we keep kind of repeating mm-hmm. these patterns that aren't really working for us, but if we just were to look in the contratiempo and in the in between, there's some pretty amazing things there to be discovered.
And an event like this would be for every audience, every generation. I
yeah.
think it's important to let everybody know that, pretty much all the generations can go in and also learn.
Absolutely.
From this. Yeah.
We actually partner.
And maybe somebody who's not a dancer, per se?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
This work is, it is concert dance. It's, mm-hmm. it's modern dance. So there's going to be abstraction. There's going to be mm-hmm. metaphor. There's going to be a lot of really beautiful imagery mm-hmm. and powerful, ferocious, fierce mm-hmm. women of color moving and taking up space mm-hmm. On the stage. But it's what's incredible about both Urban Bush Women and Contratiempo and the work of Marjani Forte is that really we're all artists who are interested in saying something with our work, and for people to really get the thing that we're saying, and mm-hmm. and that our work is about really provoking conversation and facilitating shifts in our society. And I think where our companies are really interested in that dialogue and in that mm-hmm. back and forth with audiences. So I think you don't have to be a dancer mm-hmm. to get something out of the show. You can you could be somebody who has never ever seen concert dance. We mm-hmm. actually today had an open rehearsal where we had a bunch of young people and a bunch of families who had never seen what we were doing, but also had never seen modern dance and mm-hmm. really enjoyed it and loved it. It's provocative work.
How many people in the dance?
Although, so our company has 8 dancers. Mm-hmm. I'm actually dancing in it, which mm-hmm. is exciting. I've been choreographing the work of Contratiempo for the last 10 years, mm-hmm. but because this is not my own piece, I'm getting the opportunity to get to dance alongside my dancers, mm-hmm. Which has been really a fun experience mm-hmm. for me. But the company Contratiempo is 8 dancers, but I think Urban Bush Women, I'm not positive how many people they're touring mm-hmm. with right now, but usually it's between 8 and 10. So they're large group ensemble pieces. Mm-hmm. The work that Urban Bush Women's actually doing is a piece about John Coltrane.
Okay.
So taking on kind of the life and legacy and history mm-hmm. of that incredible artist. And so it's amazing. You know, Contratiempo very much is a dance company that really represents Black brown struggle, but very mm-hmm. much has, you know, in terms of our roots and our movement, the music we use, a Latino, you know, sabor mm-hmm. for sure.
Absolutely.
And we're connecting with Mami Wata, which is a, you know, very much a deity of the water deity of mm-hmm. of the African diaspora, and you know, and Frida Kahlo, obviously a very famous, well-known artist. And so having Urban Bush Women, a company that really is rooted in the African diaspora, taking on also Coltrane, is like it's these artists who have created legacies that are influencing all of our work and kind of moving and pushing us forward in terms of our thoughts about mm-hmm. revolution and moving forward.
So. And Contratiempo, would this be your first, or would this be part of a tour? Or
so this is actually the first time She mm-hmm. Who will be ever experienced by an audience. So it is definitely is a premiere. And mm-hmm. and I will say, Agua Furiosa was a piece that we just did at UCLA, mm-hmm. The Center for the Art of Performance, and Kaufman Hall about 5 months ago is when that mm-hmm. that work premiered, and we've been touring that all over the country.
Wow.
And the hopes is to have Agua Furiosa and She Who maybe be in conversation with each other on stage, so that we maybe get opportunity to share these two works together. Mm-hmm. But yeah, our company has been touring for the last 10 years, wow. nationally, internationally. And
spreading the word, spreading the message.
Absolutely. Spreading uh-huh. the message that art can really transform, dance specifically can transform the world mm-hmm. around us. Yeah.
And so this performance is Saturday, August 27th at 8 p.m. at the Ford Amphitheater.
Yeah. 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. And where can people learn more about Contratiempo, or if they maybe they want to join, or how does that happen? Somebody just heard us and say, I want to join. I want to be part of this.
Absolutely. Yeah. I hope that lots of people want to be involved. So our website is contratiempo.org, .org. If you Google the name of our company too, it's the first thing that comes up. Contratiempo can be spelled with a dash or without a dash. It'll direct you to the right place, both contratiempo.org. But I will say we're actually in the next 2 years going to be doing taking on a huge new project called Joyous, which is taking on joy as revolution. And we're going to be actually working with the Community Coalition in South LA and doing weekly sabor sessions, which are going to be free jam sessions that people can come and dance and connect. And
they don't have to be professionals?
Nope. They do not
attend.
Have to be professionals to attend. They have to have las ganas. That's all you need.
Exactly.
The desire to want to move and dance and connect
and
with other
inspired.
People. Yeah,
and
be inspired. And be, you know, Marjani was talking about it this morning. We did kind of, she led a jam session this morning, mm-hmm. Which was really about, taking on, really embodying our own creativity. And, mm-hmm. you know, no matter who you are and what you do for a living or what age you are, we are all such creative beings. And dance and music is this place that we can really access that.
And it's interesting you say that. We were having a conversation off the air right now in regards to the Salsa Fest.
Yes.
And I see that there.
Yeah.
I see that the ages are from 3 to 80, 90,
yeah,
and
absolutely.
People are dancing. Dance has really transformed people's lives throughout the years, and events like yours and Salsa Fest, you know, have contributed to that.
Absolutely.
It's not only, you know, changing their lives for, you know, mentally, physically, emotionally, in all aspects.
Yeah, well, dance has this capacity to put us in touch with our own humanity, because we all have bodies, we all move, we all breathe, you know, and so that idea of creating spaces and community where people are remembering to get together and engage in that social practice of moving together and being in rhythm together, and it's powerful. You know, a lot of the dance forms that our company uses in our work is based in social dance, and many of us have grown up dancing socially. Mm-hmm. Which I think is something that I think a lot of young people are sometimes missing, that opportunity to have those spaces, those community collective spaces to dance. So that's one of the things we're trying to create, more opportunities for people to have those spaces, because it's important.
That's awesome. So this is Urban Bushwoman in Contratiempo, Saturday, August 27th at 8 p.m. at the Ford Theater, and is there a website where they can buy tickets?
So if you go to the Ford Theater's website, I think it's Ford Theater's, you have the flyers at fordtheaters.org. Oh, I should know this.
Ford Theater.
Ford Theater is, it's Ford Theater is the Ford Amphitheater. It's, if you just look up the Urban Bushwoman or Contratiempo, the name of the show, August 27th, you can get, the ticket links are there. There are three different ticket levels that you can get.
It's a great venue. Anywhere you sit practically there, you have a great view
every
of the
single
show.
Seat.
Yeah.
Every single seat is a great seat, and it's a great venue too, because it's an outdoor venue.
Exactly,
so
it's,
you can
very
have food
magical.
And drink, and you're under the stars, and it's really a beautiful place to spend a summer evening. Mm-hmm. You can get there early and bring a picnic, and many people do that, and it's stacked parking. So if you get there early, then you get to, when you leave, you're the first in line. But it really is a really magical place. We premiered a work there a couple years ago, and it was one of my favorite shows that we've ever done. But they've actually renovated the entire theater now.
I saw that. That they were renovating.
Yeah, so it's actually, this is one of the first. There've been a few shows that are part of the opening of the new season. And this is one of them. So if you haven't been to the Ford yet this year.
It's a great opportunity, everybody. So go check it out. Ana Maria Alvarez, thank you so much for coming down.
Thank you.
And thank you for sharing, you know, information on Contratiempo and this wonderful event happening at the Ford Theater.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
And we're going to continue with more music here on Travel Tips for Auslan.